tonight's teleclass is on diabetes. I'm going to be talking about type 1 and type 2 diabetes and sharing how, as a medical intuitive, I see it in the energy field, and then also how to map it in the chakra system. I found that when we look at illness, if we look at it from all perspectives, then what we're able to do is to get that comprehensive picture, so when we put together our healing process, then we can literally dot every I and cross every T. And so that's what I'm hoping that the benefit will be from these teleclasses, is to show you some of the psychological components to it, also the emotions that are attached to it, because we do store emotions in the muscle structure and also in the organs and glands, and then also we store thoughts in our bones. So a whole picture of it. When I was doing the research on diabetes, a lot of the times that we hear statistics on it, where we find and we hear that it's reaching epidemic levels, what we're really talking about is really type 2, or what's called adult onset diabetes. This isn't the type 1 or the juvenile onset diabetes that I'm going to be talking about, but it's the type 2. And this is the kind of diabetes that's the result really of our lifestyle patterns and the food choices that we make. This particular type affects over 24 million Americans, with an estimated more than 5.4 million people that are unaware that they even have it. I found that absolutely staggering, and the part of the reason for the fact that we're unaware of it is that the symptoms themselves don't make us feel like we're sick. We just may happen to notice some of the fatigue and so forth. I'll be talking about the symptoms. So really, it's one of the diseases that we deal with in our physical body that we really don't have a sense that it's happening until we go in. If we get our annual checkup and we do the urine blood test, then we'll usually have a check at that point in time. But again, we can feel great while we're carrying around the diabetes. So type 2 diabetes is currently the third leading cause of death in the United States. However, because of a lot of the additives, in particular corn fructose that we have in our foods and everything, it's expected by 2010 to exceed both.